This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The Senate is back in session this afternoon, and could the government shutdown come to an end on its sixth day? House Speaker Mike Johnson said,
"We passed our bill. We did the job to keep the government open, and now it's on the Senate Democrats."
But Senate Democrats are unlikely to approve this afternoon's vote because the measure does not include their demands to reverse Medicaid cuts and extend expiring Obamacare subsidies. The governor of Illinois, the mayor of Chicago, have sued the Trump administration over its planned deployment of federal troops to the city. A Trump-appointed judge in Oregon blocked the White House from sending any National Guard troops to Portland, Oregon. Indirect talks have begun in Egypt, focused on a deal to end the fighting between Israel and Hamas on the eve of the anniversary of the Hamas attack on Israel. It's the first day of the new Supreme Court term. The justices declined to hear an appeal from Ghislaine Maxwell, who wants to have her sex trafficking conviction thrown out. This is ABC News.
You're listening to 1490 WLCX, La Crosse's home for Matinee on Air, weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. There's a change in the way you get change at Quick Trip. With more, here's Civic Media's Connie Fillman.
No more pennies at Quick Trip. The company just announced they're going penniless. Cash transactions will now be rounded down to the nearest 5 cents. So if you're paying with cash, you could actually save a couple cents. You'd pay a buck, for example, if your total is $1.04. Credit card and digital transactions, though, will stay the same. In a statement, the company says they made the move because their penny supplies are exhausted and they haven't gotten enough guidance from the U.S. Department of Treasury after the decision to stop minting new pennies. According to its website, Quick Trip serves almost 12 million people every week. It has stores across Wisconsin, Minnesota, northern Michigan, Iowa, Illinois, and South Dakota.
The city of La Crosse is holding public information and engagement sessions for its city administrator working group. A proposed ordinance to add the position of city administrator to the city of La Crosse will be decided upon by the La Crosse Common Council in February. The information sessions are being held on October 6th, October 8th, and October 14th. The proposed ordinance would add a city administrator, which would take on some of the responsibilities of the mayor's office. State sales tax on utility bills are being eliminated for the next 2 years. With more, here's Civic Media's Melissa Kay.
The elimination of the 5% sales tax on residential utility bills is projected to save Wisconsin households more than $178 million over the next 2 years. No action is needed from residents to qualify for this change. Sales tax is being automatically removed from all household energy bills due to this bipartisan exemption included in the 2025-27 state budget.
You can take Civic Media with you anywhere you go with the free Civic Media app. Download it now from your device's app store or at civicmedia.us/app. For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
The Brewers and the Cubs tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from American Family Field, where it's game two of the National League Divisional Playoffs. The Brewers winning game one 9-3, but Jackson Chourio had to leave with a hamstring injury. Pat Murphy on his status.
The MRI came back, and it's inconclusive, and it's not a serious hamstring strain.
The Brewers jumped out to a 6-1 lead in the first inning Saturday. Cubs manager Craig Counsell.
Look, the game got away from us early, so it's not like it did, right? It got away from us, so... And it's a loss, and you move on from it quickly. There's no penalty. It's one loss. Doesn't count for more how you lose. We didn't lose well, but we lost, and you move on. That's how the clubhouse felt.
NBA, the Bucks are in Miami for a preseason game against the Heat. Giannis is now with the team after a bout with COVID.
He took a toll on my body. I'm not feeling 100% yet physically. Take it day by day, get back in shape.
That's Giannis Antetokounmpo with Sports on Mike Clemens.
You're listening to 1490 WLCX, La Crosse's home for the Todd Alball Show, weekday afternoons from 2 to 4.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clouds and showers as we head through your Monday afternoon. High temperatures only in the lower 60s, a light north breeze. Tonight, shower chances will wind down. We'll see gradual clearing overnight, lows in the lower 40s. On Tuesday, sunshine and upper 60s. Right now, it's 55.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Derek Van Orden over on our Facebook page jumped into our comment section. Derek Van Orden can get as snooty as he wants with reporters. He can get as confrontational in comment sections. He can use all the cuss words that he wants. And he said 18 U.S. Code subsection 2331. Look it up. Well, we did. It doesn't cover social media posts that make a congressman get his fees all hurt.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on air.
He joins us every Friday at this time for some recombobulation. He is also Civic Media's political editor. Dan Schaefer is here.
Tom Tiffany has made it official. He is running for governor. I think he is a Trump endorsement and a strong fundraising quarter away from clearing the field.
Well, but Tony Weed has endorsed him, which is like being Trump adjacent.
It's like the transitive property of endorsements.
Yes.
The 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon, only just sad.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Maggie Dawn.
At 5 o'clock, I'll be joined by the incomparable, the indefatigable Congresswoman Gwen Moore, talking all things shutdown and who really bears the responsibility. Hint, it's Trump.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6. You're listening to the Talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the third hour of our program. On the line with us is Matthew Bodie. He wrote this absolutely brilliant book, The Seven Mountains Mandate, exposing the dangerous plan to Christianize America and destroy democracy. And some just mind-boggling stuff in here. You've got to check it out. His website is Matthew Bodie, BOEDY.com. And Matthew Bodie on Blue Sky, Matthew Bodie on Twitter. Matthew, welcome to the program. I should call you Dr. Bodie. You have a PhD in all this stuff. You're an associate professor of English at the University of Northeastern Georgia, right?
Yeah. Thank you for having me. Thanks for the generous introduction.
My pleasure. So, first of all, I was fascinated by this article over on, I think it was, what was it, Mother Jones? Yeah.
Yeah.
His book on Charlie Kirk was about to come out, then his subject was murdered is the headline. Tell us about that.
Well, as you might imagine, it's been a difficult, challenging, busy last 3 weeks since the assassination of Charlie Kirk. Yes, my book was scheduled to come out on the 30th, and it did come out on the 30th, but well before that, I've been around the world on Zoom answering many questions about Charlie and his legacy and what he wanted to do through Turning Point. And many people across the globe are interested in the Christian nationalism part of the story.
Well, tell us about that. What was Charlie trying to do in that context?
Charlie had expanded Turning Point in the last few years from what most people think of it as this conservative college student or organizing group. His campus events were his bread and butter, as you well know. But in the last few years, he expanded Turning Point into an arm of Christian nationalism and had an arm of Turning Point directed toward each of these seven mountains, which are the seven areas of our culture that people who advocate for Christian nationalism want to take back or to take for Jesus, want to take over from the anti-Christian forces they believe are persecuting Christians. So each of these seven arms, there's an arm for Turning Point. There's the Turning Point Education. Turning Point Academy is their K-12 schools, and of course they have the higher education part of that. There's a Turning Point Faith, which is their outreach to churches and pastors and congregations. They have Pastors Summit. In terms of the Mountain of Family, they have the Young Women's Leadership Summit, which his wife Erica have spoken at many times. They also have outreaches to businessmen and to entertainment. They have a White House correspondent and a Daily Show. They have the brand of Turning Point all over the cultural map, and this is why I say, even with the tragic death of Charlie Kirk, Turning Point is built to last because of all the things that they're into, and they're into making us, America, into a Christian nation.
Now, you said that they're trying to do this for Jesus, but, you know, I've read the Bible. In fact, I've read the Bible four times.
Several times, yeah.
I don't recognize Jesus in Charlie Kirk's teachings. It seems like they're talking about somebody else. Explain that.
They do ignore or lessen verses you might associate with Jesus. Certainly, they like to frame Jesus as this masculine, even hyper-masculine warrior for the kingdom, that he is the king returning and we should give him the sword. This goes directly against, you know, the verse where he talks about Peter to put down the sword.
Yeah.
This
Although he also did say, I didn't come to bring, you know, I came to bring, I came with a sword. But good, yeah. Go ahead.
No.
I'm sure they're quoting that extensively. Yeah.
So they take the verses that one might expect about Jesus in talking about personal evangelism, a personal behavior, changing your personal views or being saved. They take those verses and apply them to institutions, to cultural institutions. So to have Jesus as your personal savior, to someone who died on the cross for your sins, now becomes Jesus who can fight and win the victory for the culture, who the culture also then has sins. As you might imagine, some of those sins are pretty obvious since the 60s to these people. And I think that their picture of Jesus honestly sounds a lot like Donald Trump in terms of this fighter warrior ethos we heard from the Secretary of Defense, this strong-willed, perhaps clearing the temple, but also someone who does not turn the other cheek. And they're specifically looking at verses that say that's misinterpreted, that makes him to be feminine or feminist or weak.
I get it. So the Seven Mountain campaign or program or what, I mean, you know, you started, your timeline starts with Rushdoony back in 73, as I recall. Yeah, R.J. Rushdoony. This is way bigger than Charlie Kirk's organization, Turning Point, although that, you know, was heavily funded by right-wing millionaires and whatnot. But they're not just at Turning Point USA. How broad, how extensive is this?
You know, this Seven Mountains mandate is associated with groups that were behind the insurrection, the New Apostolic Reformation, if I ever say that word correctly.
Apostolic.
Yeah, I can never say that word correctly. And they have many leaders around the United States. One of them is running for governor of California. His name is Che An. He's spoken at Turning Point events. The NAR is a global, you know, kind of network, as is the Seven Mountains mandate. So there's a large collection of charismatic pastors and leaders or self-appointed prophets and apostles that do the spiritual part of this. But the Seven Mountains mandate is not just a religious movement. It is a political movement. So there are people that have learned that and passed it down. And Rob McCoy, the pastor who spoke at Charlie's memorial, passed it down to Charlie Kirk. And as I argue in the book, Charlie's the third generation of this mandate. So you can see it's been around for a long time and therefore has lots of followers and advocates. And I would suggest there are many people in the Trump administration that want to do at least parts of this. And then Trump is pushing it. And as Charlie said, famously in 2020, Donald Trump was the first president to understand the seven areas of our culture.
Is this book, The Seven Mountains Mandate, the book that includes the information about Charlie Kirk, or are we talking about a separate book?
No, it's the same book. I'm sorry. Yeah. So the book lays out the mandate and how Charlie and Turning Point are the heir to the mandate.
Yeah, I get it. So is there any kind of organized or even disorganized opposition to this within the religious community, you know, among the various churches in the country? I mean, we've got some progressive churches, the United Church of Christ, I believe, is. But is anybody actually pushing back?
Yeah, I mean, there's groups like Christians Against Christian Nationalism that organize themselves. I think there are several still Christian denominations that while they may be Trump supporters in their congregations, don't necessarily like the kind of rhetoric or the kind of dominion casting that Turning Point does. Turning Point has made inroads in the Southern Baptist Convention. Of course, as I mentioned, the charismatic groups, as they're all kind of non-denominational. Rob McCoy is a pastor in the Calvary Chapel movement. So all of those are certainly into the Seven Mountains movement. But the more conservative Presbyterians or the more Reformed Presbyterians, they're not necessarily into this, but they're not then organizing against it either. And I will say there is a faction of Catholicism that is nationalism. J.D. Vance is a good example of that. It's a small part of it.
And Leonard
Leo.
So you
can see, what percentage of Christians support this. There's been polls and survey that says that, you know, 30% of Americans support some idea of Christian nationalism or the Seven Mountains mandate. So that is a lot of Christians, but not necessarily the majority of them. It's a minority movement on purpose.
Yeah, I totally get it. How do they deal with the dissonance with the words of the founders? I realized that, you know, there were a few, like, you know, Patrick Henry, who was the largest slaveholder in Virginia, was a fanatic right-wing Christian. But, he just said something famous, basically.
Right, I mean,
in fact, he refused to participate in the Constitutional Convention. But, you know, you had people like Jefferson and Adams and George Washington refusing to acknowledge that he was even a Christian. Jefferson, repudiating it. Adams was a Christian, but he was horrified by the efforts of Christian preachers to engage in politics.
Right.
Do they just ignore this stuff, or do they?
No, they have their own. They have their own history, their own misguided, lying history, mainly from a guy named David Barton, who's written several books.
Is he still around?
Yeah, he's still quoted. He's being used in Texas to help their.
He just makes stuff up. I mean, he's like literally invented Jefferson quotes out of thin air that I've seen repeated over and over again.
Yeah. Right. No, he's still around, and he is the go-to historian for this movement. And I think one particular way in which they use the founding fathers, one, they do this vague group, the founding fathers, as you point out, they're individuals who have quite different beliefs. And one of the things they say, I think Charlie Kirk is often quoting John Adams when John Adams wrote, that America needs a religious and moral people. He certainly wrote something akin to that, but he was not writing it in the same manner as Charlie would define it.
Yeah.
Charlie would suggest that America was a Protestant nation and they want a Protestant consensus. That is not entirely true. So I think they make up stuff, as you well know, and then kind of misinterpret just as they do with scripture. They twist and turn it so it works for them.
How much of a threat do these people actually represent to the United States in terms of, turning this country into a place that is intolerant of Jews or mm-hmm. Muslims or atheists, for that matter, or even just people who don't go to church? How real is this threat?
I mean, I think it's real to at least the mountain of government and the mountain of education at this point because of Donald Trump being in office. They want to elect people to the high places, as Lance Wallnau, one of the founders, calls it, and have them rule in anti-democratic ways, which we see from the president. But I also think with the mountain of education, they're really winning the battle in different states with their governors and state board of educations and superintendents to get their curriculum within public schools and private schools. The Trump 1776 Commission is a good example of this. Charlie Kirk was on that commission. So I think they're really moving toward this. And as I argue in the book, while the mandate over the 50 years it's been around has had some success, Turning Point has brought it to as close to success as it's ever been because it's doing all seven at once. So if you want to know how dangerous it is, as long as Turning Point is doing all seven of these, then it's really going to be successful as long as Turning Point has the millions of dollars in staff that they have.
We're talking with Matthew Bode, PhD, the Associate Professor of English at the University of Northern Georgia, about his new book, The Seven Mountains Mandate. Matthew, I've got about 25 seconds here before we hit a hard break. You want to just quickly recap what the seven mountains are?
I always forget the list, but it's the mountain of education, business, entertainment, media, family, government, and religion. I think I've got all seven there.
Yeah, they basically want to take over each one of those and Christianize them. That's their shtick.
Yes.
Yeah.
To Christianize America.
There you go. It's incredible stuff. The book is The Seven Mountains Mandate, Exposing the Dangerous Plan to Christianize America and Destroy Democracy and Replace It with Theocracy. It's incredible. Matthew Bode. Matthew, B-O-E-D-Y. Thank you so much for dropping by, Matthew, and for writing this book. It's brilliant.
Thanks again.
Good talking with you. I'll be back with more of the news of the day. Actually, we have a geeky science and your calls right after this. Stick around.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Exposing the con in conservative. I'll be right back with your calls.
Car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In recent weeks, the level of activity from Immigrations and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, has increased quite a bit. There was a raid in Manitowoc at a Walmart parking lot where dairy workers were known to congregate, a series of arrests in Madison, and in Milwaukee, ICE is looking to expand its operations significantly by seeking office space downtown to go along with a new field office on the city's northwest side. This has been concerning for many, and not without reason. A recent large-scale ICE raid in an apartment building in Chicago saw reports of armed federal agents breaking down doors, U.S. citizens detained for hours on end, and children being dragged from their homes in the middle of the night. While the American immigration system has a host of problems, this kind of violent show of force is not an acceptable way to address these problems. And ICE also just received an injection of $45 billion in the One Big Beautiful Bill, so it is imperative for all of us to hold ICE accountable and speak out when things go too far. Right now, things are going way too far.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
A game without a crowd is just a scrimmage. A performance without an audience is just a rehearsal. Without your presence, high school sports and the performing arts aren't possible. Ensure that these essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in Wisconsin. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Does a 2025 federal law cut funding for some emergency broadcast alerts? Yes. A law signed by President Donald Trump on July 24th rescinds $9 billion, including $1.1 billion from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, or CPB. CPB, which funds NPR, PBS, and affiliates, announced it would shut down. Smaller rural stations rely heavily on CPB for weather and emergency alerts. Wisconsin stations got $8.5 million in 2024. The cuts led to a back and forth between Representative Derek Van Orden and Senator Tammy Baldwin on X over whether emergency broadcast alerts would be affected. I'm Trisha Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Read more at wisconsinwatch.org.
Drivers, Austin Cindric here. As a NASCAR Cup Series driver of the number 2 Discount Tire Ford Mustang, there's a few rules of the road I like to tell my family and friends. Tire pressure is critical to safety because underinflated tires are more likely to fail. Plus, properly inflated tires will give you better gas mileage. Make sure to check your tire pressure at least once a month or stop by a local tire retailer for an air check.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
The cracks are showing in the freedom wall. We hear the warning, we hear the call. Power's poison, truth's been chained. If silence wins, then we share the blame. Impeach or perish, the fire's at the door. Stand for the people or be nothing more. History is watching, your name's carved in stone. Save the republic or die.
Welcome back. 24 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here, Mike in Madison, Wisconsin. Hey, Mike, what's up?
Tom, I got a question for you. Why isn't there not any talk about Acre Trader?
I don't know what Acre Trader is.
Are you familiar with Acre Trader? Okay, Acre Trader is the last corruption of J.D. Vance. Billionaire Peter Thiel, who was worth $20.8 billion, and members of the Walton family who own Walmart. In 2022, J.D. Vance invested $65,000 in Acre Trader, an investment LLC company that buys distressed farmland from farmers, mm-hmm. mostly soybean and cropland from farmers.
Oh,
they're
going to have a hell of a year this year.
He's secretly making millions of dollars from suffering farmers, suffering from Trump's tariffs, and causing many American farmers to lose their land. 80% of farmers voted for Trump and Vance. Now they are crushing the American farmers with tariffs for their own profits.
Yeah.
You can read all about this on YouTube, Google it if you want. Mm-hmm. J.D. Vance invested $65,000 in 2022. Acre Trader. They buy billionaires.
I get that, Mike. What's his investment worth now? Do you have any idea?
He said it's worth millions of dollars.
Yeah, not surprised. Not surprised. These guys take care of their own, you know?
I'm talking about it. You should Google it, Tom. Acre Trader.
Yeah, I should. I didn't know about it. Thank you very much for that, Mike. Appreciate the call. Ollie in Northwoods, Wisconsin. Hey, Ollie. Thanks for listening to Civic Media. What's up?
Well, I just haven't heard anything about this new Trump coin. And I am appalled to think that our government would put out a coin with a campaign slogan of somebody who literally tried to cause an insurrection.
I agree with your horror. Apparently, they're getting around the law, which says that only dead presidents can be on coins, by saying that this isn't actually a U.S. currency, it's a commemorative coin.
It's just infuriating.
Yeah, but they're going to do it. They're going
to
do it.
To think that this can be done. And also, I think that the one article that I saw where they put out, were talking about this being real and they violated the Hatch Act because
you can't use government money or resources or properties to promote a political agenda. Yeah, I get it. Mm-hmm. Ollie, I'm with you. Thank you. I am horrified too. Thank you so much for raising that. Actually, that story slipped through the cracks here on the program. So I appreciate your reinserting it. Thank you. We'll be right back with a quick geeky science and your calls. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Helping you win the water cooler wars. I'll be right back. Dr. Jonathan Greenberg is here with us today. He's one of the leading sleep doctors in our country, biomedical engineer, and he's the inventor of Zypa, Z-Y-P-P-A-H, or Happy Z spelled backwards. So tell me, Doc, what actually causes people to snore?
You know, Tom, that's a great question, and thanks for having me. Snoring is all about the tongue. When you go to sleep, your muscles relax. Your tongue is one of the biggest, strongest muscles in the body. And so when you fall asleep, your tongue relaxes, and then, of course, when you're lying on your back, gravity is pushing the tongue backwards. Same thing with alcohol. Alcohol is a muscle relaxant. We all know that. So, again, we drink alcohol, it gets worse. And then the last item that kind of really punctuates this is I didn't snore when I was younger, but as I'm getting older, now I'm snoring, or my wife is snoring, my husband is snoring. And again, what happens when we get older? We lose muscle tone. So everything points to the fact that it's all about the tongue. We keep the tongue from falling back, and we win.
Amazing. So Zypa, your invention, has a 91% success rate. Why is it that Zypa is so much better at stopping snoring than pretty much anything else?
Well, to the point of what we just discussed, since it's all about the tongue, what we created was what I call a seatbelt for the tongue. It's a silicone strap that keeps the tongue from falling back. So just like a seatbelt, if you're behaving, no big deal. You don't even notice it's there. But if the tongue starts misbehaving, going to the back of the throat where it'll start to block the airway, cause snoring, that's when the tongue strap is going to be in its way. It won't be able to do it. And that's why we have that great success rate. Go to our website. It's zypah.com, Z-Y-P-P-A-H.com, which is happy Z spelled backwards because it's happy sleep. And we're going to donate $10 to the Susan G. Komen Fund for the research.
That's marvelous. Dr. Greenberg, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you for having
me. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Wisconsin farmers, how are they faring? The fabulous farm babe, Pam Yonke, will join us in hour number two. Don't miss it.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Kuska. Are you interested in serving on a city committee? La Crosse's city government is currently looking for volunteers to serve on 8 different committees and boards, including the Redevelopment Authority, Police and Fire Commission, Neighborhood Revitalization Commission, Floodplain Advisory Committee, Housing Authority, Building and Housing Appeals Board, Bicycle Pedestrian Advisory Committee, and Room Tax Commission. If you're interested, you can fill out an application on the City of La Crosse website. There's a new candidate for State Supreme Court, the second to announce for the officially nonpartisan position that drew a record amount of spending in last spring's election. With more, here's Civic Media's Savannah Tomei Olson.
Conservative Justice Rebecca Bradley's term is up in 2027. Liberal appellate judge and former state representative Chris Taylor announced she would be running against Bradley, but then about a month ago, Bradley announced she would not seek re-election. She called on conservatives to, quote, take stock of failures, identify the problem, and fix it, end quote. Liberal judges have won 4 of the last 5 Wisconsin Supreme Court elections. Now, a conservative contender is entering the race to replace her. Maria Lazar has been on the 2nd District Court of Appeals since 2022. She released her first campaign video this morning.
I am an independent, impartial judge who strives to follow the law and Constitution in every decision I make from the bench. It is time to restore that level of judicial dedication to the court. That is precisely why I have decided to run for the open seat on the Wisconsin Supreme Court.
The court currently has a 4-3 liberal majority. If a conservative candidate wins, that balance would stay the same. If a liberal candidate wins, the court would have a 5-2 liberal majority. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
You can take Civic Media with you anywhere you go with the free Civic Media app. Download it now from your device's app store or at civicmedia.us/app. For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Kuska.
1490 WLCX, real news and great conversation for La Crosse and home for the Tom Allball Show, Monday through Friday from 2 to 4.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clouds and showers as we head through your Monday afternoon. High temperatures only in the lower 60s, a light north breeze. Tonight, shower chances will wind down. We'll see gradual clearing overnight, lows in the lower 40s. On Tuesday, sunshine and upper 60s. Right now, it's 55.
Nobody had to tell your grandparents not to drive while using their typewriters. Why should it be any different for us kids and our cell phones? Distracted driving was the cause of more than 3,000 deaths in 2022. Come on, we're smarter than this. Let's put down the phones and focus on the roads. Drive safe, everybody.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Actor, writer, and my son, Joe Schwabba. Do you have a favorite one-hit wonder song, Joe?
I don't know. That's not great radio.
30
I'm
seconds.
Giving you right
what,
now. But,
what about What Does the Fox Say? We grew up kind of in the same era, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, what is the Fox Say? Or Gundam Style?
Oh, those are terrible.
That's another one. Oh, whatever.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome the Mulva Cultural Center's Katie Compton, then filmmaker and founder of Chair on Stair Films, Derek Pfister, joins the show. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Hello.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it. If you're a homeowner, you need to listen to this. In today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles and your equity is their target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee with your county, and bang, just like that, your home's title has been transferred out of your name. Then they take out loans using your equity or even sell your property, and you won't even know it's happened until you get a collection or foreclosure notice. So when's the last time you checked on your home's title? If the answer is never, you need to do something about it right now. That's why I've partnered with Home Title Lock, so you can find out today if you're already a victim. Just go to HometitleLock.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and you'll get a free title history report and a free trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. That's 24/7 monitoring of your title, urgent alerts to any changes, and if fraud does happen, they'll spend up to $1 million to fix it. Find out why I trust Home Title Lock. Protect yourself like Louise and I did. Go to HometitleLock.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. That's HometitleLock.com/Tom.
Like Chernobyl in a business suit, no conscience, no heart. Poison the truth, made cruelty a trend. Taught the GOP that empathy's pretend. He caged up children and laughed at their cries, called Nazis fine people and swallowed his lies, tore up the map, set fire to the ground, and danced with the devil as the world spun around. He's a black hole in a red hat, a gravity well of hate, spray tan and sulfur marching toward our fate. He didn't just dead. He shrugged and he lied, called it just a flu.
36 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. So this was a our geeky science for the day, a randomized controlled trial published yesterday in the Journal of the American Medical Association's Internal Medicine Journal, shows that an antihistamine nasal spray that you can buy over the counter, it's called Azelastine, A-Z-E-L-A-S-T-I-N-E, Azelastine. I believe it's a once daily squirt up your nose stuff. And what they did is they had two groups of people, it was a placebo controlled group. So they had two groups of people. One group was squirting Azelastine in their nose and the other group was squirting probably saline, salt water. And they looked at them over a period of time and it's a 56 day period. Oh, and they did the nasal spray three times a day over a 56 day period. And here's what happened. During the follow-up period, 2.2% of the people using Azelastine became infected with COVID, whereas 6.7% in the placebo group got COVID. That's a 69% lower rate of COVID infections among the people who were using the antihistamine nasal spray. And among those who used the nasal spray and got COVID, that 2.2%, among those, Azelastine demonstrated an increase in mean time to infection. In other words, it took 31 days to get them sick instead of 19 days, which means they probably were repeatedly exposed to COVID and finally it stuck after 32 days. And the symptomatic infections and the symptoms were reduced. The PCR confirmed symptomatic infections and the symptoms were reduced. Azelastine also significantly reduced rhinovirus infections in the treatment group. Now, that's the common cold, typically. These are also coronaviruses, perhaps by coincidence, I don't know. But they found that only 1.8% of the people who used this nasal spray got the rhinovirus infections compared to 6.3% in the placebo group, which is a huge difference statistically. So, get yourself some Azelastine nasal spray, huh? If you're going to be on an... I actually ordered some. And because I'm going to be on airplanes next week, for this book tour. So I don't like going through airports. I always wear masks when I'm in airports. But hey, double down. So what's on your mind today? Shirley in Mesa, Arizona. Hey, Shirley, what's up?
Hi, Tom. By the way, try colloidal silver. To inhale that, it kills a lot of germs.
I have used it before, but it's been decades. So
yeah,
I am familiar with it.
I started using that. Yeah, it's great. I called because every time I hear someone talk about the...
You need to turn down your radio or you're going to distract yourself to Kingdom Club
here. I just totally lost it.
Yeah.
Okay, nomenclature. Hal Sparks came up with this.
Mm-hmm.
Trump ballroom, you know, that ballroom he's mm-hmm. trying to distract us with?
Yeah.
Epstein ballroom. Every time. Epstein ballroom. Epstein shutdown.
Yep.
It's the Epstein shutdown. And ISIS. Plural of ICE. Because they are terrorists.
Interesting.
We should be, I mean, that's, they are terrorists. They're terrorizing people.
That's true. That's
so
true.
And the other one, if I say Pee Wee German, who do you think of?
Oh, of course, that's Stephen Miller's nickname.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I didn't know that. I just heard that recently, and I love it.
Yeah. Or Nosferatu or whatever. It's but yeah, Pee Wee German is the more common one. Because he does a great Goebbels imitation. I mean, he's just like, he's... He wants to be Goebbels when he grows up, Joseph Goebbels. Shirley, thank you for the call. Yeah, Hal Sparks is a smart guy. He's a good guy. I know. I've known Hal for years.
Oh, he's awesome.
Yeah. Shirley, thanks
take
a lot
care.
For the call.
Thank
yeah,
you.
Thank you. Spencer in Atlanta, Georgia. Hey, Spencer, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, how you doing?
I'm fine. What's up?
Well, a lot of times people refer to Donald Trump as a 34 times convicted and all these different things.
Mm-hmm. He's a felon.
They never say the son of the Klansman who's trying to live up to what his daddy wanted him to do.
Well, that's a good point. His father was arrested at a Klan rally in, what was it, 1919 or something like that, way back
mm-hmm.
in the day.
Yeah, so I'm just wondering why nobody ever mentions that.
I think that there's just so much, shall we say, crap flying around, to paraphrase Steve Bannon, that, it's a bleep storm. I mean, you know, there's just so much stuff. But yeah, Donald Trump's father was arrested in a Klan rally, according to the press reports that I've seen. I mean, I don't have firsthand knowledge of it. I don't even think my parents were alive back then. But
wasn't he also in that parade that marched in front of the White House?
I don't know.
Okay.
I just don't know. Spencer, thanks for the call. Thanks for reminding us
no
of
problem.
That. Yeah. There you go. Trying to live up to his daddy's Klan reputation. Mark in Rochester, Minnesota. Hey, Mark, what's on your mind today?
I just wanted to bring up the name Eric Prince
mm-hmm.
of Blackwater fame.
Yeah.
I'm wondering, with all these ICE agents, how they got so many of them to be the big burly people. If anybody's looking into any contracts with Eric Prince or one of his sub, I'm sure he's changed names. He's changed names every time one of his groups get in trouble. So I wonder how many of these are private security people that are doubling down.
I'm wondering how many of them are Proud Boys and 3%ers. I mean, you know, they're making like $190,000 a year with a $50,000 signing bonus. And they're...
Well, yeah, I see that a couple times. I watch you on Free Speech TV and mm-hmm. sometimes on YouTube. And a couple times I don't pay for no ads, and sometimes an ad comes up for me to join.
To join ICE on the YouTube stream? Yeah.
I mean, it just breaks in for 4 or 5 seconds.
Yeah.
And almost would sign up, except I'm 4 months older than Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Well, we both graduated in 1968. Unfortunately, I got drafted, but he didn't.
Yeah.
So anyway, the way these guys act and operate, like I told your screener, they've had military training, whether it's for the good guys or the bad guys.
Well, some of them act like they haven't, yeah. They're probably just drawing from a broad spectrum of big, beefy guys.
Yeah, well, when you have mercenaries that are willing to do that, you have to have training and the willingness.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You want people who have a malicious streak to them to begin with.
Yeah, quick joke. Can you talk about Banned Book Week this week?
What about it?
This is National Banned Book Week.
Okay. Well, you just put it out, Mark. I didn't know, but thank you for that. Now we all know. Appreciate it, Mark. Thank you very much for the call. It's 44 and a half minutes past the hour.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
So get out there and read some banned books. I wonder if any of my books are on any banned books lists. Wouldn't surprise me.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
What's one of your favorite memories?
Let's see. Well, there was this one time I went snorkeling in the Caribbean when I was a kid. It really just blew my mind. I mean, when you're sitting on the beach, it's so peaceful and you sort of forget there's a whole other world under there, just full of all kinds of life. We saw the most beautiful corals. I remember thinking they were waving at us as they moved with the ocean. And then there were all these amazing fish. They kind of reminded me of tropical birds. They were so bright and colorful, just darting all over the place like birds in the sky. I'll never forget it. It completely changed the way I look at the ocean.
Most of us have a memory of being in nature we'll never forget. Let's protect the world's natural places so more memories can be made for generations to come. Visit worldwildlife.org.
There's a software solution to every business need, and Capterra.com can help you find yours. Whether you're a startup looking to keep better track of customers, a nonprofit hoping to have a record fundraising year, or a business that simply needs better payroll software, Capterra's got you covered. Capterra has over 400 categories of business software for you to choose from. Anything from email marketing to scheduling to accounting and beyond. Capterra makes it easy to find what you're looking for, with thousands of ratings and reviews from actual software users just like you. Best of all, using Capterra is absolutely free. Capterra connects you with the business software that will help you do what you do better. Visit Capterra.com today and join the millions of people who use Capterra. That's Capterra, CAPTERRA.com. Capterra.com.
In my new book, The Last American President, I expose the chilling truth. Donald Trump isn't an anomaly. He's the result of a decades-long plan by billionaires and corporate oligarchs to dismantle American democracy from within. This book is a wake-up call backed by hard evidence. You'll see how Trump's father and his mentor, Roy Cohn, molded him into a weapon against democracy, and how the Koch network and billionaire donors built the machinery that made his presidency inevitable. You'll discover how our democracy is dying from an empathy deficit that treats human beings as expendable. But authoritarianism is not our destiny. History shows fascists can be defeated if we reform what's broken, resist strategically, and remember our history honestly. The title isn't a prediction, it's a choice. Trump could be our last democratically elected president, or we can fight back and reclaim our future. Don't wait. Get The Last American President today, available wherever fine books are sold. Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Hey, what if I told you most collagen products aren't just a waste of money? They're loaded with toxins that could lead to skin issues, heart problems, and even cognitive decline. Scary, but true. You see, collagen is the most abundant protein in your body, and your natural supply drops as you age. That's why so many people your age are turning to collagen to relieve joint pain, rebuild bones, and even look years younger. But here's the catch. You have to know what to look for. You could end up doing more harm than good. Before you buy another tub from Amazon or your local store, go check out the top five collagen warnings every American needs to see, along with a special offer. It's a quick read that could save your health and your wallet. Right now, get a special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price and free shipping. This offer is only available at getnativepath.com/Hartman. That's get, G-E-T, native, N-A-T-I-V-E, path, P-A-T-H, getnativepath.com/HARTMANN to get this special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price and free shipping. Getnativepath.com/Hartman.
Now he's sending troops to settle old score. From L.A. streets to the Capitol's dome, he's making this land feel less like home. He's a dictator with a MAGA crown, turning our freedoms upside down. Laughs off the laws, says it's just a game.
But welcome back, 51 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here, Jim in Las Cruces, New Mexico. Hey, Jim, what's up?
Yes, good afternoon. I'm totally confused. I'm looking up on ChatGPT about your continuing resolution and 60 and going down to 50.
Mm-hmm.
And it says if they do that, then it's going to be open for the future to the same thing.
Not necessarily. It depends on how they do it. The resolution can, you know, for example, on January 19th, 2022, when the Democrats controlled the Senate and they had 50 votes and they tried to pass the For the People Act and the John Lewis Civil Rights Act, or Voting Rights Act, excuse me, Chuck Schumer wrote a resolution that said that the filibuster will be suspended for these two specific pieces of legislation and only for these two specific pieces of legislation. Now, he could have written that resolution to say that we're just going to allow legislation to pass with 50 votes, but he didn't. So it depends on how the resolution is written. And you can ask ChatGPT about that, and it'll confirm what I said.
I will do that later and see. Thank you very much.
Okay. Good talking to you, Jim. Appreciate the call. Robinson in West Lynn, Oregon. Hey, Robinson, what's on your mind today?
Oh, thank you, Tom. I was shouting out to my headset while you were talking to both Sue and Clyde to give a quick rant about the interstate compact of blue states retaining federal income tax and working it amongst themselves. Yes, you know, not paying your federal income taxes is a dangerous form of protest. You don't want to do that. But give a quick rant, and how do we find out more about the interstate compact? I first heard about it from you.
Yeah, I don't know that anything has actually happened, Robinson. There was talk about an interstate compact where they would withhold the federal income tax deductions for state employees. States can't do anything else. I mean, you know, for example, I own this little company that does this radio show, and I've got two full-time employees and a bunch of part-time employees. And so I withhold their taxes. I have to, you know, every paycheck, I have to take those taxes out. We put them in a checking account, you know, every month or every quarter. I don't know. We've got a CPA who does it. But, you know, every quarter we deposit those with the federal government. So I wouldn't be able to do that. I would be breaking the law. And they can't individually do it. They would have to change the number of deductions in order to do that, because they would have to force me to do it, you know, which I would be unwilling to do because I'd be breaking the law. So the only employees that a state could control the taxes on would be the state employees. And then they would probably get sued by their own employees because, you know, probably half of them are Republicans. So I don't think it's going to go anywhere, and I don't think it's going to work.
Okay, I misunderstood. I'll talk to a finance person and a tax person, see if they can shed some light on it. But
okay.
Yeah, I hear you now.
If you learn something that contradicts what I said, please call back and let me know, okay?
Okay.
Okay, thanks a lot, Robinson. Cheryl in L.A. Hey, Cheryl, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. First of all, I just wanted to let you know I've been using Azelaprag for probably about 3 years, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And I use it mainly, you know, during allergy seasons, the spring and the fall, and I have never had COVID.
Wow. There you go.
But I do keep up on my COVID boosters, too.
Yeah, well, so do I, but I got COVID anyway.
Yeah, my sister and her husband have both had it twice.
Yeah.
And I know very few people that have never had it.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing I just wanted to mention real quick is, you know, I had pre-ordered John Fugelsang's book, Separation of Church and Hate, on Audible. And I've been listening to it, and it's like I have to keep going back and listening over and over again. There's so much information.
Yeah, it's a great book.
And John knows his stuff. I wanted to ask you about your book, The Last American President.
Mm-hmm.
Is it going to be like on Audible or anything like that?
It is right now.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
So I can go ahead and order it on Audible.
Yeah, a friend of mine, I don't have personal knowledge of this, but a friend of mine sent me a note in email, Saturday, I think, over the weekend, saying, you know, I'm halfway through listening to your book, and the guy who's reading it's really doing a great job, which is, you know, nice to hear, because, you know, I just don't have the time to read my own books for these guys.
Yeah, I hear you. Another thing, I don't know. I don't see a whole lot of it mentioned, but on the media, but I think it was last Saturday, a man drove a car into the steps at City Hall, downtown L.A., and there was like a two-hour standoff.
Just a crazy guy or somebody trying to protest?
Yeah,
and he had
a sign on the front of his vehicle, on the windshield of his vehicle, that said, "Please help me, Donald J. Trump."
Whoa. Yeah, it sounds like somebody who's got some serious mental issues. That's really unfortunate.
Yeah, and he was a veteran, white man, an elderly guy. He had a long gray ponytail.
Yeah, Trump will try to figure out a way to turn that into a, you know, the radical left is coming for us, don't you know? We need more guns. Cheryl, thank you for the call. And thank you for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us. So get out there, get active, tag, you're it. Have a wonderful afternoon. Stay safe, be good to yourself and the people around you, and I'll catch up with you tomorrow.
Been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit tomhartman.com.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the Satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With Satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill, plus get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to Satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to Satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Heather Williams, she's president of the Democratic Legislative Campaign Committee.
We have our spotlight races. We share them on our website. You can head to dlcc.org. And they are excellent places for people who want to get involved. And frankly, who know that we are not going to win this election on vibes. Like, we have to get out and do the work. And we must communicate with our neighbors, with our community. We must show up for people. Not only do they deserve it, but they expect it.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Are you Sally Flores, organizing director for the Wisconsin Fair Maps Coalition?
So, you're okay with undermining the will of the voter? Great. Just, do you see how terrible that sounds? And when I translate gerrymandering to Spanish, it just means manipulating election results. That's exactly what gerrymandering is. But in Spanish, the wow effect, oh my God, even in the U.S., manipulates election results. And I was like, yes. And they have a fancy word for it. They've covered it up with almost unimaginable words.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Soaring high above La Crosse, this is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. A lawsuit from the governor of Illinois and mayor of Chicago describes President Trump's plan to send federal troops to Chicago as, quote, advances in his long-declared war on Chicago. The suit says they're unlawful and dangerous, but White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt says
the president wants to help these local leaders who have been completely ineffective in securing their own cities.
The White House also will appeal the order that blocks the president from sending federal troops from California to Portland, Oregon. The Senate returns this afternoon, but an end to the government shutdown appears unlikely because the funding measure up for a vote does not include the Democratic demands of restored Medicaid or extending insurance subsidies. Indirect talks are underway in Egypt with a goal of ending the fighting between Israel and Hamas. A U.S. delegation's there. And the Supreme Court's new term began today. The justices declined to consider an appeal from Ghislaine Maxwell, Jeffrey Epstein's former girlfriend. This is ABC News.